A U.S. task force said Friday that China's military capabilities are steadily on the rise, but remain decades behind the United States. The 92-page report was prepared by a research group led by former U.S. Secretary of Defense Harold Brown. Mr. Brown says a desire to not repeat the mistakes of the Cold War era was one of the motivating factors behind the report on the Chinese military.
One of the lessons of the Cold War with Soviets was that it was important to have as correct and balanced a view of what the military capability of another country was, and that if you didn't get that right, you'd make mistakes. The idea was that in dealing with China, about which we do not know whether it will in the long run be a strategic competitor and possible military adversary, that it would be important to have a reasoned judgment of what its military capabilities were vis-a-vis those of the U.S. And what they might be in the future.
Secretary Brown says that although China is likely to become the predominant military power in Asia, it will not be a peer competitor of the U.S. military for at least two decades. But, he says, that situation may change.
They have been developing their military capabilities at a steadily improving rate, and the report points out, indicates a number of things to look out for, indicators of increasing capability, such things as precision-guided munitions, joint exercises, training, logistics, military logistic capability, and so forth. We can expect those to increase as their GDP, their gross domestic product, increases, and their military expenditures increase with it.
The report identifies the Taiwan Strait as an area of concern, indicating that although U.S. forces would win in a conflict with China, China could impose serious risks and costs on the U.S. military if the United States fought China over Taiwan. Secretary Brown says the report recommends increased interaction between the U.S. and Chinese militaries as a means of avoiding another Cold War situation.
A knowledge on the part of each of the militaries on both sides of what the other is thinking is a useful way to avoiding misunderstandings that could lead to crises. In that connection, increasing the visibility, the transparency of what the Chinese military are doing would reduce the risk of misperceptions.
The report, published by the nonpartisan New York-based Council on Foreign Relations, further predicts that the United States will continue to possess overwhelming dominance over China's nuclear forces for the foreseeable future. Secretary Brown is optimistic about how the Chinese will react to the report. He thinks China might be reassured to see that a group of U.S. experts sees no need for the United States to enter into an arms race with the People's Republic of China. For Voice of America, this is James Donahower in New York.